So this is October 12th, 2011. October 12th is an important date. That's Harold Channer's End of Scarcity in 1970 was October 12th. That was his birthday and the day he got out of jail and different things. He got out of jail in 71 in New Paltz, New York. And Gerd Stern is born around that time. Don Thiel's born on the 12th or 13th. They're both born. And I did my performance with Glow at the Drake Theater, which created the phenomenon of Drake the pop musician. I did that October 12th, 2004. So that's the resonance is at this point. But this is 2011, 4 years ago.
Okay, this is rewrite number 38, being recorded on October 12th. Copyright 2011, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 3:09 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Zion. Good day.
Good day.
I have a statement to make.
Will you just wait a minute? No strike tomorrow, darling. You got to go to work.
I know. It's fine with me.
Good. Okay. That's fine. But now you never know now, but so far tomorrow, that's all we're speaking about.
Good.
Because the government legislated
it? That's Miss Rate having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, she made it illegal for us to strike.
And she's the Conservative Party, right?
Yeah.
And so you knew that she'd probably do that, right?
It was assumed, but they sort of all left it up to the last minute. But
so
did Canada
you,
also cannot lock us out.
Did you know before the session started that you were going back to work?
Tonight? Yes.
Yeah, so Ian...
I didn't know when I sent him my message to Ion this afternoon.
Right.
And all is very well. I mean, I feel very good about everything. It wasn't bothering me, really.
Yeah, you don't care either way, right?
No.
But it's fun to play with, so that was a sidebar. Okay, now, Bob, time for your babble.
Yeah, I have a statement. I just want to say that since I have at least 20-hour days, 3.5 to 4 hours sleep. I want to say what a joy it is with the fact I get everything done. It seems most people have a sense of not getting everything done during the day. I just want to say what a joy it is to have lots of time to do a lot of things and get it all done each day and have even extra time. Just wanted to celebrate the almost no time situation I'm experiencing. I was thinking about today while going to the beach and after doing a 3-hour show and I can see movies, I can read, I can do private readings with Bob, I can do Ion sessions. I can do all this in 20 hours each day.
He can even do his accounting time, lady.
Yeah.
He's just astounding.
I can charge your credit cards. So I just thought it was unique that most people probably don't have
to. Well, he just hasn't yet. But he
I haven't done you guys. I think I'll do it this time. I'll do 2 sessions, $100. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Everybody got the money in their account. So I just wanted to say, it just struck me, yeah, this is a big factor that people, if they didn't have to sleep as much, they could have that sense of getting everything done.
Bob, darling, congratulations. But there's some people who sleep 20 hours a day and
only get everything
four
done.
Hours waking and get everything done and spend 2 hours sipping tequila waiting for time to go back to sleep again. It's all relative. It's all right, but it's good. So duly noted for the record. Duly noted for the record. Very good, Bob.
Yeah, Bob is expressing a certain joy in life, okay?
Well,
he may sound negative all the time, but... cynical and critical, but I just wanted to express the...
He's reaffirming his delighted embracing of the element of time.
Yes.
Yay, Bob!
Thank you. Okay, so I want to go into the rings, but if anybody has some other issues, new or whatever, like Barbara may have some,
okay,
this is... start asking. that we're talking.
Okay, well, I wanted to know just the keys. What is the usefulness of the keys? And
okay,
it seems like
go ahead. You want that first, darling?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The keys and the airs are the elemental angel language communique or a key, okay? It's just an example. This is a little new for folks, okay? So it's sometimes helpful and beneficial if you have some direction that you can engage in playing with your learning to communicate with the angels. It's not a learned thing, but some people need a little rubbing up to get started with it. Mm-hmm. So those are elemental. You can look at the modern translations, and sometimes that's beneficial. It's an example of how you would engage angelic tones to cause an angelic interaction or reaction from the angels, and that's what its benefit is.
Okay, good. And then there was one I think you mentioned that was good for legal affairs, like going to court, if you wanted the angels to assist you in court.
Yeah, but
was
you can
that?
Just do, yeah, but yes, but no. Just you can just speak
okay.
angel and then work that out. That's easy.
Okay.
Was there is there a reason that you emphasized the word tones when you said angelic tones?
Yes, because it's not a language.
Okay.
Everything is tonal. This is the new word for tonight. Frequency, not frequency. Frequency. So once you work on the frequency, you'll find that the tonality, just as in the Sacred Heart, the fa sol la, it has a tonal frequency, value, and valuation. Yes, Sheldon, that's what we're talking about. You got it right. And the point is that as you notice that, the same way when your own parent said, oh, she's got that tone, I know to look out or behave or straighten up or it's going to go south, this, that, and the other, that same thing, you get a response. Well, that's real handy in the angel world, too, also.
Are you saying speak and wait, can you spell it? Not frequency, but speak and
F-R-E-A-K-E-N-C-Y. Frequency. Okay.
Freak, like as in freak.
To get your freak on or get your freak
right.
off.
Good. Okay.
It's what it's all about.
Okay, good.
So when you say keys, is it got anything to do with piano keys? I guess tones are keys. It's not musical.
They are, but it's different. It's different. Those are modulatable. These keys are not.
These are like openings or like codes?
Maybe. That's an okay way to say it. It's not perfect words, but we don't push against it, meaning we're okay with that. It'll develop more. Or as Bob say, oh, Ion's got it all down. 2 seconds later or the next time you ask him, it'll be very different. So now we're saying, yes, what you're saying is not incorrect, but yes, there is more, obviously.
Okay.
Well, if I recall, each one of those was an attitude. Yeah, if I recall. Wasn't there each one an attitude or a targeting?
A tone, yes.
Targeting an institution. Do you remember
tone.
That, Barbara?
It can be. But we don't want to teach you the keys. We want you to speak angel.
Right, okay.
Because you'll cross yourself up if you're not real careful, because it's just a little bit new. It's okay. First time you diaper a baby's butt, you may not know what the hell you're doing, but do it a few times. You'll figure it out. Right,
so
Sheldon? I don't know. Wait, that's new.
So we're speaking to angels.
Speaking to angels, proceed.
I feel like I'm timid to speak to these angels.
That's our point. That's the point. Get your freak on, honey, and you won't.
Okay.
Do it more.
Okay. Do it in the shower.
Always
anywhere.
Think of them. Always think of them as your butler, Sue.
Okay.
Well, but that's not fair because Carolyn cleans up before the damn maid comes to wash everything. So that's just kind of ridiculous, too. So that's not a, that doesn't apply.
Well, I was meaning by butler that they are not greater than you.
That's not the point. It's the interaction that causes the timidity. It's the interaction. It's not the hierarchy. Sue's got that. But it's just the whole point of, is this appropriate? Is it right? Are they going to think I'm stupid? Or they're going to know I'm a little man trying to be a god or something. It's inside out, not outside in. So the point is, as the more you engage it, when you get a comfort, okay, it's like a turbulent flight. That doesn't make you timid anymore. It did in its day. More.
Mm-hmm.
Same way. Practice, practice, perfect practice makes perfect.
When I was going through my divorce and I ended up in court, I put four angels in the corners and I flooded the room with white light.
Okay.
That was accurate, correct?
Yes.
I didn't speak angel, but I asked them to be present and I asked for the highest and best outcome to be affected.
It wasn't for justice you were crying for, it was for mercy. You wanted it to work out, and you weren't going for blood, otherwise you'd have taken your switchblade, not a judge.
Yeah.
So, if that be the case, then it certainly was appropriately accurate. That was the response.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it wasn't necessarily you called them, it's that they were there anyhow, and you knew it.
Okay, yeah.
What about the visualizing of white light? Is that relevant, Ion?
Well, as opposed to black light, yeah.
It's what she used to make her to evoke her power, so it's useful that way.
We don't like that because now this is the Vestal Goodman scenario where you have to call from something else other than you to get what you want. That kind of defeats our purpose of what we're trying to say. But if it's an assisting of you coming into your place, okay, we can go with that.
See, I always felt like surrounding someone who was angry at me or like my ex-husband with his negative vibes, I always found that if I surrounded them in a cocoon of white light, Carolyn taught me that ages ago, that would...
Yeah, but it sure is a lot of work. You know... Don't go into all that bother. Have them straighten out or no, they'll be smote. That's easier.
Okay,
when they get smote, they're smoteable. You don't have to spend all your energy surrounding them with light and ushering them into the light and keeping them from the inky, misty darkness and all that crap. Honey, just get happy with being happy and choke them if they can't take a fuck.
Well... Ryan, can you explain a little more when you say let them know that they're smotable? I mean,
If you know they're smotable, then you don't have to convey it. They'll know.
Okay, good.
Mm. Yeah. See. It's
they will know
like,
that as in your the person or
the angels?
As the angels.
The individual people. They'll back
we'll
up.
Know. Will know
Hell
that you
yeah.
have smoked them.
You know, people get on your airplane sometimes, Sue, and you're like, I don't know who you are, but I ain't fooling with you. You know those kind of people. Same song, different verse. You can walk into a crowd, and some people will step out of your way. You'll say, excuse me, just because you're polite. But whether you did or whether you didn't, they'd get the hell out of the way. Good. Traffic, driving. Sometimes everybody yields things for you.
Mm.
Oh, they'll motion their hand, yes, after you go ahead. Or they'll pull out in front of you. And they're going through no matter what. And you yield. See, it's not a problem. It's not a problem as long as everybody's getting where they want to go. That's just fine. But that almost becomes a knowingness. And the more you come into your place of power, the more that is substantiated for you. Is that another way to soften it a bit?
Well, last night when I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and I had those with you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if you guys heard that, but when I woke up, I had stand in your power and know. Knowing holds no doubt. Knowing holds no fear. Knowing holds no question. Know you are perfect.
Was that in your voice, or you felt it was another voice in your head?
It was just clear words in my head.
Was it live or was it Memorex? Made no difference to Sue, nor done to us either.
Right, so that it could be as much just a thought. The thoughts came through clear.
It is not a thought, that's sure. She didn't say she woke up and thunk it. She didn't say she thought she heard it. She didn't say it sounded like something she thought she heard. She said she heard it. There's a difference.
Oh, outside, Sue?
It wasn't even that I heard it. It was just that I knew it.
Well,
it was
even better. Even better.
I've had hearing things in my head that saved my life a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're eternal, so that wasn't a hard job. But it certainly cleaned up an outcome that it wouldn't have been the fastest path to your joy. So we like that, okay? It's all good. We want legend. See?
Legend here? Oh.
Is he knocked out?
We'll get him back.
Steve, are you on mute?
Hi, I'm here. Yeah, I was on mute. I'm sorry, I'm driving.
Well, drive and speak.
I do. I don't have much to say right now.
Good. The girls are running it, so say something or get out.
Listen, doesn't matter whether you have it. It's not you. You've got to say words. You've got to say words to help other people think of topics. Not even if it doesn't even have to be what you're interested in. You have to create words, Steve.
And it'll flow because you're good at this. It's not a problem. We just hadn't heard from you, so we said, oh no. We want Steve now.
So say.
I'm here. Yeah, you're getting on me today on the radio show. I asked you about the kid in Sweden. Was that rude? I mean, is there enough people, Alphabet Soup agencies listening in that would kind of spook that guy or something? I mean, what's the secret?
No, it's no issue. It's no issue. It's great fun, and you took it like a man, so it's all good.
No, I know, but I mean, is he popping right on through to the other side anytime, anywhere, whenever he wants?
Yeah, he does, but he does. But see, that doesn't bring you any closer to your place of power. That's what the whole revelation is about. It's a revelation, you see. Now, for 2 seconds, if tagging his ass would get you there, we'd be on that like a bad habit. We'd tell you way more details than you were ever interested in. But if you knew, if you was following, if you had a rope tied between you and him, wouldn't help you. That's what we want to do. So you know what the answer is, right?
But it's still a good topic. I mean, I don't hear anyone else saying they're able to see themselves in the future.
Well, all of them that do are, and they're not talking about it. That's our point.
They don't talk about it.
Ask Bob. He doesn't say anything about it.
And.
Well, I mean, I thought it would be more of a topic than it is. I mean,
no, it's not. It's not. Yeah. No, those that do it, it's like orgasms. Those that are having lots of them are rare to speak about them.
Mm-hmm.
See, it just becomes a comfort level, and it's almost like rich people talking about money. They just don't because it's vulgar. Same way here. It's like God's talking about power. It's like, well, everybody knows that. So it's almost not necessary. It's okay if you do, but you'll find it's rare, very, very, very rare. And then if you have something, if you know you're speaking to another God and there's something interesting that comes on that's just for fun, for giggles, that's okay too. But they would never do that in a train station where it would offend other little ones. You see? So decorum is the better part of valor. And that's all. And it's not a problem, we're just keeping it clean and straight.
So, Steve, ask something about the Book of Revelation that you listened to, or the angel charts or diagrams. Or bring up a topic about them, whether you're interested or not.
Oh, okay, we got it. Good, that's good, Steve. He's wanting to know about the angel interaction and helping him into other worlds. And we say, absolutely, they're real handy for that. Actually, sometimes that's what actually made it the easiest to replace the symbols. Because back in the day, and you've been around long enough to be back in the day, they actually had to have symbols, not so they could go to another world, but so that they could accurately get back. Okay? And now it's so cool because you don't even require the symbols any longer, but you did. And the angels are what help you be able to easily, seamlessly do that. But until you made that connection, we didn't want you not going because you were scared of not being able to get back. That's a great question.
Ion, can you explain how one would use the airs to triangulate?
Okay.
Ion, are the airs the keys?
No.
No, they're different. Okay.
The airs are the symbols.
Right.
They can. They absolutely can. If you use them to gauge your pinpoints or the quadrants in which you're trying to triangulate, you can use those. Sometimes that'll help set your amplitude or frequency of your peak and trough of your sine and cosine wave. Sometimes that makes it simpler to calculate. Many use it that way. But now, if you're very mathematically inclined, which you don't necessarily do much of, but if you are very mathematically inclined, you likely would not. But if you're not, sometimes those spaces or symbols make it easier to navigate it. So many times that's the case. But that, like everything else, like Sue's talking to the angels, the more you do it, you won't even need pencil and quill and paper or graph paper to do an accounting, you see.
Right, but I speak to the angels every single day, but they're not necessarily specifically within the tonality as is laid out in Supplement C.
Good. We prefer it not. Absolutely.
Okay.
We prefer it not. We want it's your own language. See, we're not trying to teach you the angel language. We're just trying to get you to speak angel, and as you speak angel, that cadence or frequency or triangulatable position, it'll find you.
Okay. So then if I were to pick one of, would it be necessary therefore to pick three? Would be picking three, obviously, because of it's the triangulating.
Fine.
Yeah, could it
that's
be more
fine.
Than three?
You can pick 80.
Okay. Would it be the tonal frequency of all of those keys together that one would be?
No. Don't. Yes, it could, but no. Don't make it. That's just you're looking for ways to can make it a bigger deal, so
okay.
that it takes you longer to figure it out. No. Occam's razor. Keep it the simplest you can keep it in the beginning. You'll make it hard soon enough, but when you make it hard, it won't be hard. Because, see, all you're doing, and when you're asking those kind of questions, what you're doing is you're trying to set up a greater distance between the is and the are-ness of the process so that if it takes you a little bit to figure it out, you know why. Well, we don't want you to know why. We want you to know.
Right.
So keep it simple, 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 simple. Okay, and as the simpler it is, then you can add more to it to compound it. It's kind of like flavors in a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Start with a simple thing, and then you can add a little more of this and a little more of that. But if you start out with 40,000 things, you don't know what about it it was that you like when you get through.
So then to play with it, just to keep it simple, 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 just to go through the 30 names of the heirs and in my, out loud, in my language, play with it that way.
That's nice. That's good. And you'll gain a knowing each step you take of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then you're just practicing. We want perfect practice. Perfect practice, ones that has an application. You should be able to say a sentence, an angel, and have an instant response, instantly. No drag time, no downtime, nothing. And if that doesn't happen, then get something simpler. Okay? Here's how, here's a little way you can play with this. Sue, get this.
Yep.
You'll like this. Does everybody know what a dust mote is?
Dust
no.
mote? Yes.
Yeah. That's like you'd be, like if you've got the ceiling fan on or a fan on, and you can see like a little something just sort of floating through the air, a piece of fuzz or a little piece of dust. And it's big enough that you could actually see it not landing anywhere but floating around.
Yeah.
Okay. Speak a sentence in angel, and if that mote stops midair and doesn't go up or down, left or right, up or down at all, and just freezes, then you know you did it right. If you do that and it doesn't, try another one. See, we are done with this lollygagging, pussyfooting crap. It's now time to get it into a practical application or forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? If it's half as good as we say it is, you ought to be gods already. Well, you are. Okay? Well, if it's half as good as we say it is, then you are to know you're a god. Good. Now, what we're about right here, right now, in the Revelations rewrite, is we're all about answering your questions, helping, going into details, opening things up so that you can have these bills of particular that are available for you, that apply to you right here, right now. The sweet by and by, children, is going to take care of itself. We promise you it is. We're talking about the dirty here and now, applicable right now. Because if it's applicable right now, you build on that. And then, Steve, what happens is you're able to move to another tier, another level, another thing. And your repertoire, as it were, increases. And as it increases, then that shows you your place of power. And you build on that. So we want you, God, and we want you running your kingdom on your throne, smoting folks, doing all this crazy fun stuff. That's wonderful. But we'd much rather, in the beginning of days, you get a sip of tea or a sip of coffee when you want it. That's a beginning place. You go, well, Ion, that's easy. Well, think about the process that you go through to get any of those, and you realize that it takes voluminous numbers of people to make that so. And then you start going, wow. And then you got a house full of electricity and you don't even know what electricity is, and yet you have the power to use the power that is the power. Cool. That's a good place. See, that's a good place. You don't even recognize your power is until you plug that hairdryer in and it won't turn on. You don't even acknowledge it. But let that shit go out and, oh, hell, it's on then. You see? Sheldon.
Okay, a lot of times when I take my dogs for a walk, I'll just start talking angels.
Hey, you don't take your dogs for a walk. Your dogs walk you.
Okay, when they walk me.
They do, do they not?
That's true.
Yeah, of course it's true.
And they're in a hurry to do it, too.
Absolutely. Good, that's fine. Just a little clarity. We're with you, baby.
I won't have nothing on my mind. I'll just start talking angel, hoping.
Best way to do it. Best way to do it, yes.
Oh, so that's okay. That's what my question.
Let me tell you the purpose for that. Because the whole point of speaking angel is so you don't get your mind involved. Gods know that this is not a thinking man's game. See, the thinking is what confounds you from communicating with the angels in the first place. The thinking is what makes you question if you're actually reaching the angels or not. The thinking.
And Ion, there are many popular culture, the Kung Fu guy, there's a lot of popular culture figures, some gurus who say that. the Force or whoever those guys were in the start, they always say, don't think. You know, they do the Zen archery. So I just want to, that seems to be a crumb in a lot of cultures.
Well, yeah, because the thinking is what got you into a little man in the first place. As a god, you thought, wow, I'm so how powerful am I? Am I powerful enough to separate me from my power? Boom, and it was done. And then you're going, what, WTF, OMG, this is a BFD. And then you've done it. Now you spend the rest or a great big part of eternity trying to figure out how to get it back. And we go, ooh.
Did thought happen before speech?
No. Thought did not happen. Gods don't think, they know.
And when they know, do they speak?
They do. The word of God is what was the essence of all creation.
In the Bible, when it said, God says, let there be light, that's an example of an ascended person.
It did not. It says that first there was the Word, and the Word was God.
Right, then it said what it
spoke. And then God spoke, and then what it spoke is what became.
Right, and that's the statement of any God who's ascended, any human who's ascended is talking and knows that.
Oh, yeah. And see, if God doesn't know something, he's got an inside. He can send the angels to find out what it is. If there is a tiny little something he doesn't know, he can send the angels, just like Sheldon's talking about, that can get that information to him post-haste.
So if I look back at my life, I didn't make any effort to become a scientist or an artist in particular, but I allowed something to show up. So I sent out the call for something to be done, and Ion showed up. Is that similar to what you just said?
Lots of things have showed up for you, and you've destroyed them too, Bob.
Yeah, you've been my toughest creation. I haven't beat you up yet.
Doobie, Evergreens, Formay Brussels, Doobie, and
McLuhan.
David McLuhan, and
Sue was there. Sue was there when she announced to me that McLuhan's dead. Bob let out a big grin. You remember Sue?
Of course.
But I'm just saying that declaring, like you just said, the gods send angels out to find stuff. Did I and Carolyn and JW send something out to get you as an answer? Did angels bring you to us?
No.
How would you say what happened then?
Say it again.
How would you say, if those words aren't accurate, how would you say you happened?
Okay. We always were.
I understand that.
It's just for such a moment as this that the human creators got themselves into a human, not just you, but the human creators got themselves into such a position that it was like,
Okay, did humans call for you like an angel, calling for an angel?
We would say yes. They're inside, the inside part of them. Sue would look at her world, and her world was pretty cool, but she'd look at the rest of the world and shake her head and go, you can't sustain this. You know, this isn't going to last like this. Even if I make it eternally, this is a bunch of shit, and it can't work. Sasha looked at her world, and she's like, well, I'm making it the best that I can make it, and I know what I know, and I don't know what I don't know, and I'm working with it. It is what it is. But she's like, but there's got to be more. Sheldon kind of got this. He kind of went with it and said, hey, I'm fine. All's well, right with the world. I'll just be all by myself. I won't engage with the world. I'll let the world do whatever it does because they're heading straight for hell. Okay, fine. Barbara looked at her world and wanted another one and said, I'm done with this world. I want another world. I want a world that I knew before there was this world. And absolutely, those unctions.
What did Legend do? What did Legend do?
Absolutely. He just questioned the question. He embraced everything always beautifully, no problem. But then it became a positional point of the live and the Memorex conversation. Well, the non-physical, it is him and everyone, okay? We did Barbara. We did Sue.
What did Carolyn do?
Sasha. Carolyn, she needs to engage. We're not speaking to her if she's not engaging.
She's here.
She engaged. Then she's just like everybody else. She can speak.
Hi, Ayan.
Hey, darling. Welcome.
Thank you. I don't really care what I, whatever you guys are asking, it doesn't matter.
Why not?
We're talking about the how we came forth.
And what did you see, Carolyn, that you looked around and you saw an incompletion?
Yeah, there's lots to do.
Why?
Because did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? There was lots to do. Now,
well, I get from that I am that she saw that no one else was doing anything.
No. She saw the way things were going and knew there was other choices that would be much more joyous. She watched the AMA. She watched the all the alphabet things doing what the alphabet things do. And she was like, but this isn't working. This isn't enough. She was happy to let anybody do whatever they wanted to do as long as it was proficient and appropriate. But when they weren't and it wasn't, she knew that it had to go at it to offer something that was.
Okay, so
her non-physical said, the more I go at this, the more books I write, the stupider the readers become. So we like, well, okay, I'm on book 37, and they're even more stupid now than they were on book 2. Either I'm learning more, or they were really stupid from the beginning. But the point is that more doing did not bring a solution. So Carolyn's non-physical. Oh, she didn't care to know. That's right.
Okay, so what did JW do? How did he help you folks?
He didn't care about anything. He was just busy having fun. He didn't care.
Buying and eating.
Well, as he says, his two favorite things are to go places to buy things and to go places and eat things.
Yes, so he was doing that.
Yeah, and still is. He eats most every day, and most every day he goes somewhere.
Okay, so how did he call for Ion?
He's buying houses and buildings and things to stow things in, so I guess the beat goes on.
Yeah, but did he look around and say, well, is there something better to buy? I mean, No.
It was the embracing of the largeness. Okay, what that means is that everything is wonderful. He could give intention and things that find him, things that you can't even do, that you can't get. He could do that, no problem. But then all of a sudden, after a little bit, he realized that at some point, if you had it all, everything, you had everything, there wouldn't be anything else to have. Oh, but then Murano is wonderful. They make these little lusters and crystals and all the chandeliers and new bubalaches and little standing candelabras and it's in the beaded chained bead crystals for the lavaliers. Oh, it's just wonderful. There's always making something, but if he could have all that too, at the end of the day, it would be an end or a completion. You had it all. If you had a whole room of Delft tiles, wonderful. But then what? So then it's just an ongoing process. But for him, it became there must be more. There must be more. And the desire for more and the pushing against no thing. And he just doesn't push against stuff.
Yeah, he had a desire for more, and because he always gets what he desires, it showed up.
Well, it was right, and it was no fun. See, it was no.
What was no fun?
If there was no chase.
He was looking for a chase.
Well, yeah, it's the fun of it. Sometimes is to find something you want to buy something out of a museum, and they say, "I'm sorry, this isn't a museum; it can't be sale." Oh, it would be on like Al Capone. Then he'd be on it.
He'd get it.
He'd become a benefactor, and all of a sudden he'd be on loan or something. You know, it would work itself out. But see, that engagement or conversation, that's fun to him. We don't know why. It's ridiculous, but it would just be fun.
Well, what is it about Ion that represents something that he couldn't get and then it got quenched?
Okay. The aspect of contiguously connecting to all, that's worlds, that's dimensions, that's timelessness, that's And it's great fun because y'all can hear his old crazy long face clock striking all the time, just all over the place. For something that really has no time, it'd be kind of ridiculous to have all these striking clocks all the time. You see? For no time, it's pretty important. You see? I mean, so
I make a brilliant commercial, Ion, for MasterCard. When you've got everything else, you get Ion.
Correct.
Yeah, but I don't know if you get. You're saying that he wanted timeless connectedness, and yet you say he enjoyed the chase, so he wouldn't want to get it right away.
Well, no. Well, it was developing always, Bob. I mean, it's always developing, but it's not about him. He's an example of that process.
Yeah.
But then the only thing that made it simple and easy, that he's no special, well, he'd tell you he is, but he's no specialer than anybody else. But don't ask him. Bless God, it'll be on. We'll fight. He'll tell you right quick. His spatulas don't stink. I mean, he's on it now. He knows, no question. That's not the point. But see, he pushed not against anything.
Yeah, he especially didn't push against me.
Right, and and everybody that knows Bob knows that's a feat right unto itself.
That's right.
You see? Because Bob knows everything and he knows nothing simultaneously. All eternally.
Yeah, well, eternally.
You can't have a conversation long if they know everything and know nothing simultaneously. You see? Because at the end of the day, it becomes null. But even that was fun for J.W., okay, because it was interesting. It was pleasant. Lots of great big things were going on, and not many people. Well, as Bob would say, who's J.W. going to pick up the phone and have a conversation with? He was running out of people to have an intelligible conversation, you see.
Okay,
because the stuff that he'd talk about, you can't just talk about.
Yeah. He was apprehensive about talking to us about what he was interested in talking about.
After he was checked out, it was okay, but that's
after I was checked out, you mean?
Yeah, that's his conversation. So, long story short, then what happens is by not pushing against anything, this became the next logical step, okay? And the next logical step is there is more, so now the more that is, I want, as he would say. The more that is, I want.
Now, did he make that decision before he met Carol in 2005 or in 2008 after engagement for a couple years?
No. There was no one marked point except when he was having crazy conversation with you and he was looking at the windows, the big windows on the back, and he was seeing things that weren't outside the window, meaning he was seeing other worlds. That's where it started to become sort of illuminated, and he thought it was kind of crazy or something.
Was I on the phone the first time it happened?
Yes, Bob.
Oh, didn't know that.
See, that's why it's great fun. It's a new story. Bob could hear it a million times because it's fresh and new for him every single time. Talked to his mother. Mother came to see J.W. straight out, and he described her and had conversation. And Bob then had to recollect whether he did have a mother or not.
This is
Revelation Rewrite. But the point of what we're talking about here is the flow of us in this whole revelation is that you individually came to some point of engagement that allowed this ability, capacity, connection to connect. You also have the right and the power and capacity, just like when you separate yourself from your power the first time, to put it in a box. Only problem is you woke us up and now we aren't going anywhere. You woke us up and we kick out of the box every time. You create things and you don't use them, we'll use them. That's the new thing. That's the revelation, folks. That's the revelation. If you're preparing for the marriage supper of the Lamb, wonderful. If you're not, don't worry about sending in an RSVP because the invitation will not be there.
Right. So the ones that don't respond to Ion did not request Ion.
Well, but see, they, now you can apply that one, Bob, are eternal. So whether they do or whether they don't, okay, is not the question, see, because they might. Whosoever will, okay? And if they don't today, that doesn't mean no, that just means not today.
So you're here today for those that can
that are
experience it. Yeah.
That are
that the, ion the is for that the ion is are for.
The is will come when they come.
Right.
The R-ness is what we're here to work with, because we could spend all of eternity working with the little men, giving them the opportunity to decide, well, screw that noise. Let's go with the ones that already know, and they have specific questions. That connection with non-physical is much more endearing with those that are interested, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because once that's the case, then Steve comes a little more in his power. Hooray. Then Sheldon comes a little more in his power. Hooray. Then Barbara gets what she wants. Hooray. Then Sue gets to run the world like she's wanting to. Hooray. Then Sasha gets to show Spencer how to play cards. It's great.
And you left out there was another person.
Bob.
Sasha. Well, we get Barbara. Did you do? Yeah, did Barbara? Did Sue? You did Sasha? Sheldon? Steve? Okay, Carolyn. She gets to.
We already did Carolyn. Carolyn gets to reorganize the system. She wants to work the system.
Hey, what did I request?
You don't. What was I looking? You don't recall.
I didn't care, or I didn't know there wasn't.
Oh, hell yes, you care. You'd argue to the end of time. Well, it's over, so now you can quit arguing. But you don't care. It's just for shits and giggles for you, Bob. It's just fun. Is there ice cream? Yes, good. Is there ice cream? No. Okay, I don't remember. I don't remember eating ice cream anyway. I mean, there was a time when you wouldn't live without bananas, and now they have to tell you what a banana is for you to know. Carolyn, do we eat bananas? That used to be the only food you ate.
That's right.
Only.
You remember that back in the 70s.
And now they'd have to tell you what a banana is for you to know it was a banana that you eat.
Yeah.
Puffs. Your world went around puffs. And now you don't even eat puffs.
I went around Snickers bars for a while. I don't eat them anymore.
Right. See, it's just
so,
ruined
okay.
for you.
Now you did too. You talked about how each person what they wanted. And you say I didn't know what I didn't want, and
that's what you wanted.
What did I want?
To not know what you wanted.
Hey, Steve's calling, so he must have fallen out. Okay, let me just get this. Yeah.
All right, come on, get on with it, girls, boys,
whatever,
y'all. Yeah.
Okay, we're back.
When you said,
hold just a minute. So back, Steve, you're back? Steve. Just a second.
You have to call him if you're bringing him in, Bob. He can't call you. Go ahead, darling. Don't wait on this.
Okay, when you said,
okay, hold it, Barbara. Do not go ahead. I got to get Steve. So he called me, so I got to call Steve back.
Well, that's what we just said, and we're not waiting anymore. Come on, let's go.
Okay, well, I got to go turn. No, Barbara, I want to hear what you're saying. We're participating.
Well, it's recorded, so good. Come on.
No, I ain't going back. So
the energy you're taking to talk about it, you can get him on the phone, and let's go.
Well, I got to go turn off my other recording phone.
Well,
I got to look up his number.
Catch. You could have been up the stairs by now. Let's go.
Well, I'm going to make sure he's not going to keep flipping off.
We won't say anything, Bob. We'll just go do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do. Be sure to form your answer in the form of a question.
Okay.
I'll take non-physical for 1,000, Alex.
Okay. What was it? What joke did I miss?
No joke. We'll take 1,000 from Alex. We're going to do. Wait, we're doing the
Jeopardy thing.
Oh,
we say we take
non-physical
for 1,000, Alex.
I don't like missing anything. So now I got to call Steve.
Okay. You got the number? Do we need to help you with it, Bob?
Yeah, I got the number. I'll turn the mic off.
Oh,
can I say it and then just repeat it, or should we just wait?
No, you can't. JW's going to be so furious. Astro is outside, and he's in the rain. And when we are here, he just lays. He's just down. He's just like he's. It's almost like he's dead, but he's not. But he just lays down, and he's just laying in a puddle in the rain.
Okay, you guys
so
there?
So pitiful.
Okay. Now, here's the thing, Steve. Don't fuck with your phone. I'm not going to keep interrupting what we're doing here if you got a stupid phone.
I have to catch up. I know the call was dropped. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad I didn't put my block up because I wouldn't have got you. So, anyway, what were you guys discussing while we were gone?
Astro laying in the rain down, and JW is going to be angry because he's going to be soaking wet.
Oh, okay, good. So I wanted to ask, you were talking about, did anybody remember the last words, JW?
We're not waiting for you to come back to start shit.
No. I want to finish stuff.
We were in the middle of a conversation that we waited on, so that's
what we want to finish. What was the last thing, Sasha?
He was just talking about Astro lying in the rain and then...
No, not that. Well, we were talking about, me. Okay. What did I... you summed up everybody the second time around. What do I get out of this?
We already told you that. You wanted to not know.
You keep forgetting.
You keep forgetting. We've told him four times now, and then he comes back to there and he giggles every time like it's the first time he's ever heard it. And that's what he wanted, was to not know, and he doesn't know, and he yells it again, and then he giggles like a schoolgirl. It's delicious. Now carry on with your question, darling. You're
okay,
not darling,
so
love.
when you said I looked at this world and wanted another, I in the other world now, or am I still... Am I in this world looking for another?
Both. You slip in and out, back and forth, easily. And see, that was frightful for you in the beginning, but now it's kind of easier because enough information has come now to where you don't question a lot of things, you see.
Hey, you summed up Barbara as wanting to go to another place, and then she had a fiancé that did that. That set her up to look for it.
That was nothing to do with reveal, Bob. But the point is that desire is the desire. So good. And that's a good enough a reason to ascend. So good.
Okay. And just talking about other worlds and, how, Bob, you've mentioned this before, that we can swallow Saturn and all of that. Do you mean... So if there's like a thousand or infinite number of worlds, are there versions of us in those infinite worlds?
We've already answered that, certainly, darling. There's no limitation to you.
FACE, I've got a note here, it says the cord that cannot be broken.
Yes.
Is that cord, are we speaking about trigonometry cords or the cords as in notes?
Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. All cords. Mm-hmm. A cord is a cord, whether it's within a frequency or whether it's in a hemp rope.
Okay.
A cord is a cord is a cord.
Okay. So specifically then, if I'm looking at the airs and the symbols in the airs.
Yes.
Those symbols... Do the angles of those symbols have a mathematical value?
Yes. And you can figure all those out, but you can even look at the angel chart, and they're already pointed for you.
Okay.
Those answers are already in the triangle of the angel diagram already.
Okay.
But you're not asking that. No, you're not. You're asking... The process that you go through to verify those answers.
Yes,
that's
please.
What you're asking. Well, that's what we already told you.
Can you describe the process that one would go through to verify the answers?
Yes, triangulate it. Take the three angles, the values, take the degrees, do the sine, cosine, find the epicenter of the triangle, right?
Oh,
now.
My God.
Oh, God.
We've already said a crap of math. Is there a way that Sasha could get by this without having to use math?
Well, yes, Sasha, that would be where we just said the answer's already been worked out regarding that triangulation in the angel diagram. Yes, that's what we're saying. So you take that triangle and you look at it, and then you look in the middle of it somewhere, maybe not in the exact center, and it'll be a dot. There's your answer. You don't have to do a thing.
Okay. So then if we take the symbol for F, for example, using the same system that we use to derive the angles from numbers? Would one have to alter?
You don't derive the angles from numbers. Numbers are angles.
Right.
Okay.
But would one have to alter these symbols in some way in order to? Okay.
No, you don't have to. Can if you want to, but it's not required, you see. So, if you don't want to, you want to know the process, you want to be able to prove it, but you don't want to have to do it. And we say, fine. We've got no issue with that. But you can't have it both ways. You can't master the sine, cosine, frequency alignments that already are to use it to prove the frequency that you know is an R-ness and validate that based on an is and not know how to do the process. So,
would that not be a good practice point anyway? If you want to, that's real easy.
Take something from your past that you know the answer to and work the problem backward, and then you should be able to know how to get it. If you had an answer and you had three coordinates and you knew the answer from a past and you worked the formula backwards and it gave you what the actual right justified angles were precisely, and then you looked at those angles and they matched exactly, it'd be right on, wouldn't it?
Yeah, okay. I still have to use
two
that.
2 plus 2 equals 4. Okay? If you take a 2 off and take 4 and divide it by 2, it equals to what's on the left side of the equal sign, correct?
Correct.
Then there you go, certainly. If it works one way, it works every way. So, fine. But that doesn't take out of context what you're trying to say. What you're trying to say is, I know what is, and I want to know what R-ness is going to be, and I can figure it out by the symbols without doing any ciphering, and yet I want to know the process so I can prove that that R-ness for me indeed R's. And we say, okay, that's wonderful and that's fine. However, if you've got to prove the R-ness, sometimes you're going to move it further into your future. When what you're asking is there a way to adjust straight from the symbols that are, R, and come to your conclusion? And we say, yes. Do it straight by the symbols. You certainly may, you certainly can, no problem. Well, I'm not able to do that just at this red hot second, Ion. Okay, that's fine. If something is then, and it's not yet, give intention, just as you're doing here, you're doing fine, just as you're doing here, and then that unfolds for you, and then all of a sudden, the most perfect question falls into place, and you thought you had it here, and you did, till you went into all this validation business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. That's okay. Roll with that, and then you lather, rinse, repeat, and go at it again. But the obvious answer is, everything is a frequency. Every frequency can be plotted in a sine and cosine wave. Okay.
Or a number. Every frequency is a collection of angles?
No. Every frequency can be represented in a flat plane, this realm or plane, in a sine, cosine plot, a rhythm.
That's a flat plane. What would you call, if you translate a frequency into numbers, what plane is that, or what would you call it, or you wouldn't do that?
We wouldn't do that.
Numbers are a step fallen from
numbers. All numbers cannot be plotted in a sine, cosine wave.
So sine, cosine includes everything, so that's a better way of doing math, or working with measurement.
There is no math, because all numbers are angles.
And there's angles in sine cosine. In the sine cosine work, there are angles, right?
No, the degrees of the angles.
Oh, the degrees.
It's what you set a sine cosine wave regarding.
Oh, okay, now, Sasha, I got new knowledge here for you. This is something I've gotten the last couple of weeks.
Does this have anything to do with Revelation Rewrite?
Yeah, it's exactly what we're talking about. So, next week or somewhere along in the House of Gaga's coming up, okay? I don't know if it's next week or next week. Allison looked up flux. She came up with a very good wiki or Merriam dictionary bunch of words, and it led to a really good insight. What you come to is there are two factors. There's magnetism and frequency or freak.
No, no, frequency. We lack fricassee, yeah, lack the fricassee, kind of fricassee.
Oh, no, yeah, no N, no E-N, it's fricassee, fricassee.
Yeah, freak, yeah, it's a freak.
Is that a food or something? What is fricassee?
No, fricassee is not what we're saying, but it's close to it. To fricassee is what you do to a chicken.
It's oh, yeah.
It's a cooking basting process to fricassee.
Right,
marinade in typically in a mulled wine.
That's what I meant. It's something to do with food. Okay. Now, here's what's really interesting. I got some new definitions.
Food is those things you eat. Yeah.
So you have magnetism and you have frequency. Most of us are saying, you know, oh, it's all frequency, it's all vibration. Well, we learned recently that magnetism is the other factor. So there's magnetism and frequency. Now, what does magnetism do? Ion says it pulls things apart. Most people think of magnetism as magnetizing, you know, gathering things together. So magnetism pulls things apart, and fricassee creates binding. So you got these two tendencies, magnetism pulling apart and fricassee, resonant adherence or binding. Now, then Ion said, isness is magnetism. Ironess is fricassee. So this is a new pairing that's pretty amazing, and that is something you can want to consider as you think this through, Sasha.
So revelation
is, but until now, revelation for you all, it now ours. But before, Revelations wasn't created for you, but it was. Revelations for you all, it was an is. But now revelation for you all is becoming an arness.
Because by hearing it discussed and knowing
it. No, by the frequency that they've engaged. Lots of people have heard it, Bob, but then some connect. Lots of people heard it, qualified, and then you threw them out and got a new crowd. So that's all right.
So it's So the frequency, there is, it's like court of law, and you have to be on that frequency to hear it.
Not a court of law. It's not a court of law. It's not adjudicated. Okay.
No, I don't mean that. But it's a pre-established frequency.
Say a court of law. Frequency,
yeah, but
is
there's
a frequency.
Something. There's something about the frequency. You have to tune into that frequency. You have to be able to pick it up.
You line up with the peaks and trough, and then you're in it.
How do you line up?
How now, brown cow? That's the point.
You're saying some don't get line up, and some do. What made the ones who do hear it?
What made some do? Okay. Let's see. Okay. You are where you are. And when you're at the frequency that you are, you'll know that based on what you're vibrating. So if you're invited and you're joined in this conversation right now, this call right here, right now, then your frequency allows you to be. Now, what is that frequency is one that matches this conversation. Okay, now Steve was in. He was sorry. No problem. His call dropped. That's what causes the call to drop is a tiny slippage in that frequency. That frequency, just in a cell phone that's communicating him into the process, once that frequency is off, the call is dropped.
Well, so does he have a responsibility, ability to respond to the frequency, and if he doesn't, it drops off, or it has nothing to do with that?
Well, it does. He dropped it. He dropped the frequency first, shifted the frequency a tiny bit, and the call was lost. And so his response was to call you. Now, your frequency, because you brought him in, was that I'm glad I didn't block my phone so I would know that he was off.
Right.
Do you see? So what was that that occurred there? Well, it's a proximity of frequency that you're engaging in, and you were then able to bring him back in. So you reconnected his frequency when he got the call back. And he didn't get the call back. Okay? People think you think you're using the phone. The phone is using you.
Is the frequency using me?
You are that frequency. It's
when the phone is a frequency, so when I use it, it's using me.
Who said the phone was a frequency, Bob?
Every object is a frequency. You've said that.
It has a frequency. It's not a frequency.
Is it made up of the interplay of magnetism and frequency? That's the definition of an object, the ratio?
That's the definition of flux.
Yeah. Every object is a flux.
No, it is not. No, shit. No.
That's right.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, I better jump in here quick. Come on.
Anyways, I hope I helped you with the magnetism is pulling apart. So when you look at light shows or whatever psychedelic imagery Dan Winterdam show, if you show fractals, they kind of spread, and return. But if you get a more pulsating image, you're then seeing the pulling apart of magnetism and the resonant appearance or a binding of frequency.
Well,
that's
when
that,
it works.
That image.
That's like that video that Ginny emailed out that's on the Ion's channel on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Does fixed law of diffusion have anything to do with frequency?
Frequency.
No, I was just wondering because if there's any correlation between fixed law of diffusion.
No.
No.
Is that a person?
It's a myth. It's a myth.
Who's fixed?
Oh yeah.
Who's sixth law of
dispersion? I was just looking on. I looked up flux on the wiki, and there's different momentum flux, heat flux, and his is diffusion flux. Sixth law of diffusion.
How do you spell that? That's F-I-C-H-T-E?
It's like fuck, but with an I.
F-I-C-K.
F-I-C-K.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you're quoting his, and I am saying that's myth.
No, he said fuck fic.
Yeah.
And here's the reason, darling, because that's all based in physics, the diffusion aspect, and that's all been nullified now. Now, we said it was nullified before everybody else did, but we said it, and then it took them, what was it? You said it, time, Bob, 6 months, 8 months, a year, something, that Einstein was an idiot, and that all that Newton, that Newtonians were nullified.
Yeah, but you're talking about Fick. Now you're switching to Einstein.
But we're making a point, though. See, we said these things, and you all heard us, and you embraced it. Great. And Legend would question it. Sheldon would just say, great, glad to know it. You know, and Sue would say, sounds interesting, good, okay. You know, does it affect me, yes or
Barbara
no?
Barbara would say, is that being an earthquake's coming to California?
Certainly. Do I take a little money check out of my bank? Yeah, that's right. Those little things that are fine, but you see, that point is you heard us and you embraced it because it was close to, not exactly every time, but close to a frequency.
What was? The statement or you?
The statement.
By you. By you.
The construct that's being embraced. The statement by you
that Einstein's an idiot. That's what you're saying has a frequency.
That's right. Well, you heard us, and for everybody that heard us, that became a nebulous is.
Yeah.
Because they're like, okay, Ion, that's great. You're on the little payday show, and we have our little sessions, and we buy your little tapey things, and we play here and there, and we hear the music on the Gate of Tail, and we talk to other people that kind of do this thing, too, and they don't know what they're doing either. And we're dancing along here. We're scared to death of Dr. Dean, and she's the nice one of the crowd. And we're just trying to ease through this as best we can so Bob will return our calls. And God help us if our email gets too cumbersome. He's going crazy with it. And then they get smote and have to be concerned with all this business and stuff. And don't piss off Bob because that's a fate worse than death. Well, you're rolling along, and all those statements and things, they were is. Then next thing you know, they get on the TV body and on the computer body, the chip body, and they say, we have proven and figured it out now empirically that E indeed does not equal MC squared. And every physics major with PhD all over the world said, holy fuck, now what? See, everything that they've spent their life to validate, to know, the gauge, everything. It's like the fella who was in the map business when the world was flat. He's like, well, fabulous. Now, wow, this is a fine mess you've got us into now. What do we do now? So these different constructs that are, or is, they've all been nullified.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of constructs you wreck before the Jubilee year. And then I guess we're seeing in the Jubilee year the validation
the
of your statement.
Well,
yeah,
it's
the catching
up. But now, see, here's the shift now. Many of you have shifted here. See, Steve.
Legend.
Okay. It's like with Steve. He embraced it. He thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. But then after a little bit, it started applying in his world, and he could embrace it, so it became more of an harness for him personally. Well, once it started becoming an harness, he softened the whole process and go, well, I'm not quite sure, but hell, it's better than it was. I like this pretty good. I think it's going to be all right. Let's see what happens next. This might be fun. I don't have a clue, but it's sort of good. Okay. So sometimes it's a Damascus road where the lightning strikes you instantly, and sometimes it's an Emmaus road where you get it a little bit at a time. Both are fine. No problem, as long as you're always constantly in the process of getting it.
Yeah, I would say Ginny was the Damascus road and Legend was the Emmaus road.
That's very good. That's very, very good. Very appropriate. All right. So now, back to the conversation. We said early on that the refracted light waves, beams of light through a refracted prism, were going to shorten. Those wavelengths were going to shorten. Well, it sounded ridiculous when we said it. Okay, but it wasn't pushed against. Bob didn't even know what we were talking about, so it was safe with Bob. Well, but there was questioned, okay? Well, then now all of a sudden, that conversation, when they knew, Bob and Carolyn, they knew that if that took place, that it was going to change everything. See? It was going to change everything, okay? Mm-hmm. And now everything, as you all know it, is shifting and changing. So much so to the point that now nothing is validated by anything. You go borrow money to get a college education and find out when you get your sheepskin that a sheep gave his life for no reason to, because what they taught you isn't so now. It might have been then, but it's not now. That's why all the really what you call successful millionaires, there's just a very minor handful of them that ever even graduated from college. Now, we're not pushing against college.
Yeah, so that's why there's a lot of college graduates who can't get jobs because they kind of know what they learned is obsolete, and they feel less than because of that, because they're saying, well, I didn't get any. They don't know how to forget about their education and engage.
But see, if you drop out of school, you know you got to create. You got to do what? You got to find something that's fun that you do that's fun. And even if it is in your mother or grandmother's garage, you can be my jobs if you want.
Right. So, you know, Sasha, I told Sasha Kidd to go on welfare, watch YouTubes, and do something else. I can't remember.
Smoke dope or something.
But we would add to that, Sasha,
Watch porn. They were supposed to
watch
porn. They were supposed to masturbate.
Yeah, fondlingkids.com. We have a new directory for your kids, new course.
Lord.
But Sasha.
Save him, Sue.
but Sasha, I would add, they go create something. Create. Add that to them.
So now since everything that's known, that's what you call a law of physics, is now shifted and changed, everything's open.
So now
in the TV body, they're talking about, they even make the statement from the White House, we don't know exactly what's taking place here, but it's as though the entire Congress is in another world. It's like the experience would be from a parallel universe. They actually say this crap out loud, and people are going, parallel universe, and nobody writes in and says, what the fuck are you talking about? They go, oh, and so they go get their Googler, and they go, parallel universe. They don't know how to spell it. They don't know how to spell it, but they start and spell check picks it up, and they get it, and they look at paradox, and they go, interesting, cool. They don't care. They just sort of file it away, and all those is after a little while, become harnesses. And when they're harnesses, Bob is light years ahead of the furthest one along.
Okay, so if isness is magnetism and onness is frequency, define frequency.
Oh, okay. It's a frequency is the period of the pitch of a relegated or a wavelength that is plottable in a span.
And it's good to use the word relegated because we're talking about ionizers. That means they've been. That gets into the tachyonic. So
that's right.
Any known is relegated.
Otherwise, if it's not already, you wouldn't recognize it as an arnist.
Yeah.
See? Even
okay.
though just because somebody says something that is, but you could say ion, is that what you're saying? No, you'd have to say ion, are that what you're saying? And we'd say, yes, that are. That is an arnist. And you'd go, and Bob would blow his brains out. He can't take that. You know,
I could take it if I knew you said that before.
Oh, well, it'd take a lot of questioning to know that for sure, wouldn't it?
I'd make sure you meant what you said.
Okay, see, so that's
why are we
point.
Calling it a frequency then and not a frequency ion?
Oh, because we're trying, because it's freaky.
And because it's freaky and it's unique,
and
it's relegated.
And we say the word frequency, and Sue's skin crawls because it sounds like something Esther Hicks vomited up.
I was just thinking about the rest of the scientific community and the other world taking all of this time to finally figure it out, and then in the town and then in Ion's world, we have to catch up every week.
Well, if you don't catch up, maybe you
every
get a
single week.
You get to hang on, you know,
catch up. But see, this is what's good. He's spinning an ease. Fricassee brings in the cooking and basting, and when you make an ironist, you've cooked something and made it edible, and it's limited, but it's there. You know, it's not all the isness. It's an aspect of it.
So can I ask, I'm going to ask a woo-woo question now. I'm
going to
put a disclaimer out there beforehand.
Yes. Okay, hold on just 1 second. Carolyn?
Yes?
Would you please mark the time in this Revelation rewrite series?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mark the time and put the little note on here. And write in big letters. This is an aha moment. Bob spent 1:11 discussing the preparation of food.
He did?
Yeah. I was explaining fricassee is cooking. It's
relegated
moment,
right,
tachyonically
right.
speaking.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I was pointing out the relevance
mark
of the
that.
Pun
mark
of fricassee.
That. Yeah, mark
a Bob aha moment.
Mark that because it's going to come up again. And then we're going to tell Bob to go back and listen, and he's going, well, I don't know what you're talking about. You're down there talking about no food, oh, no, nothing. And he'll go on and on. And you'll have the time marked, and he can just instantly go right back to there. So when that is, becomes an arnist for Bob, he'll know where to validate his arnist.
Very good.
Yeah, what he's saying, Carol, is that we never knew Bob would be quoting Scripture. Now we're seeing that Bob may be cooking.
Mm-hmm. Talking about food, yes.
Yeah, okay. Talking about food.
Not cooking, the conversation of food makes Bob hang up the phone more times than not. Literally. Now, Sasha, go ahead with your woo-woo, honey.
Okay, this is the woo-woo portion of the program, and it's somewhat two-pronged, because previously, in way, way, way back in the old cash flows, and somebody would say, is such and such a thing going to happen, and you'd say that's up to the human creators.
Right.
Okay?
Because it already is, but it's up to them whether it's an arnist.
Okay. So when a quote-unquote, don't freak out, psychic is doing a session and they pick on something, are they reading the frequency of
no,
the arnist?
No, they're not reading the frequency. They're judging the arnist. That's why we don't do readings, and that's why we aren't a medium, a channel, or a psychic.
They're judging the arnist?
Yeah. They're predisposing the outcome of the arnist for the individual human creator as a possibility that they can evoke.
Okay.
So,
but that's not necessarily, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing if they realize that they have the ability to create.
Well, yeah, you could do this. You could be psychic, and you could go find Spencer and ask him if you're going to have an orgasm tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he'd look at you like, does that mean she is with me or without me? And I think I'd rather prefer her have one with me than without me. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But that orgasm that you ask him about isn't sure until he responds and connects
okay.
to that frequency. And then all of a sudden, if you do it right, both of you might.
So in that moment there where I ask him, that's an isness.
That's where you're playing a psychic.
Try that.
If he's not in the middle of a hand, it might be all right. You may get it. But see, you got to get in the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But that's the example. See? So, if he gives you a look or you look at him, okay, and you read that he's being very amorous regarding you, does that mean you're having a reading with Spencer to know that he's interested in having relations with you? So are you having a reading? Do you see? That's why we won't have it. We correct it every single time because it's kind of like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So a psychic attempts to analyze the isness.
Judge the arness, not analyze the isness.
Judge the arness.
You change your damn words around. We say something, you change it, and you say right, ion, and we have to say no.
Well, what are you talking about then?
I'm just saying parameters. I tried those words.
He's very trying, y'all. And it's all good, because Bob will keep you on your toes, and that's good. And if you're quick with this, he'll help you. Bob is helping more than anybody so far. It's aggravating as hell, but he's helping more than anybody so far because Bob lets nothing eke past. Because you're so used to doing what you're disgustingly told that you just go with it. Bob goes with no thing. See, he goes with nothing. That's why they call it squeezing the lemon, you see. He's not trying to manifest seeds. He's trying to thoroughly glean all the goodness that that lemon holds.
And we wish the same for you.
That's not to say that non-physical sometimes doesn't almost choke on his pits, but he squeezes the lemon, yeah.
I did a vicious squeezing in a private session the other day, and I'm tempted to play it, but it is pretty violent. Me and I ain't going at each other. Co-squeezing.
It was great fun. Okay, Sheldon, I want to hear from you.
Does the chart or does anything have to do with torsion fields or anything? Is there any relevance?
Describe what you mean.
I've heard you say it. We're talking about coming from the heart, but you said a heart is more than
that. Heart of the matter is a matter of the heart, yes.
But it's more than that. I don't know if there's.
You're talking a sinus rhythm, or you're talking asystole. What if you're going to talk about this now? You can't just sort of vomit a little out and say, what do you mean? You got to develop it. We'll develop it with you. So if you're talking about within a beat, a frequency of a beat.
Yeah, what was the phrase? Did he say torsion fields? I didn't get the words.
Well, I don't probably understand torsion fields as much as I do.
Is that the words you said? Sheldon. Okay, torsion field. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, then let's do it in a way you can get it. Nobody else may not, but hang on, Bob. You're going to have some questions here, Bob. We can guarantee you. You know how you can have an unruly mare?
Yeah.
And they call you because nobody else can handle him?
Yeah.
And you walk up, and you before you lay hands on it, you do your little thing, and then all of a sudden the mare calms down?
Right.
No problem. Puts the head down, licks you a little bit, makes sure that you taste good. Why is it they have to taste you? But they do. And they go, she bites. No. May nibble a bit, but not bite. Well, you do your thing. Your frequency torsion field includes that animal. And that's how it applies. That's what you're trying to say. And yes, that absolutely applies. And it works even better with the opposite sex.
I looked up torsion. There's a whole bunch of torsions, and I just noticed testicular torsion.
Yeah, that's why it works best from the opposite sex. Because, see, it balances. It balances. There's no pushing away, pushing against. It's not a polarity. It includes.
A torsion field, also called an axion field, spin field, is that what you're talking about, Ion?
No.
No?
No, those words are ridiculous.
Oh, because it's loosely based on Einstein-Cartan theory.
That's fucking right. That's right. That's ridiculous. That's old school. That's fiction. That'll become Einstein.
Then?
It won't be many moons till Einstein will be called a heretic practicing false black magic.
What would be a good way to explain a torsion field?
You don't explain it. We want you to know it. You couldn't teach another human creator on the planet how to do what you do with an unruly mayor, but you do it.
But it feels like it comes from my heart kind of when I'm doing it.
Well, it does, baby, because your heart's beating and it's making a sinus rhythm, okay? And that frequency of your rhythm is independent to you.
So is torsion field an interplay between magnetism and fricassee, or is it more fricassee?
No, the only fricassee.
Fricassee. So he is a pretty good way of binding with the horse's fricassee.
No, the horses have no choice but to capitulate to the frequency that he engages them into. The field that he's speaking of, he includes the mare. The mare will be kicking, biting, raring, stomping, biting, pitching a fit. And he can walk up and they say, now, we called you because nobody else could do it. And they keep slinging shoes and I've lost three helpers and blah, 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 blah. And he says, okay, back away. He doesn't let anybody else in his space. Pat, before he lays the hand on the mare, he looks at the mare. They start doesn't spook him. Everything gets calm. Then he touches the mare. Then the mare turns around and has to lick him. And then he begins. And it's almost like he gave him a tranquilizer or something.
He's a vorticist because they bring the word vortex. He brings a vortex to them that they fall
Everyone
into.
Everyone does.
Right.
How do you
so
girls catch the men you sleep with if you're not a vorticist?
Right, that's the Edgar Allan Poe's Descent into Maelstrom. You got the spiraling. You are a vortex, and you the objects swirl around, spiral
so
into you.
So is the essence of creation and the distance between the event horizon and the singularity. What Sheldon is describing is how you hit the singularity every single time without fail or exception. Now, if you get that, Sheldon, because you already know how you do it, you don't know how you do it, but you do it. Okay? If you could know that you do it, which you do, then you could apply that to any female, any amount of money, anything. And just like the mayor yielding to you, so would that thing. That frequency would instantly be included in your field.
Did you say sing? Sing? S-I-N-G?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thing. T-H-I-N-G. You know, thing one and thing two.
Now, to apply it to something else, he doesn't know it enough to apply it, or how would he apply
it? That's okay. See, he knows it, though. See, he knows it. So if he knows this is what he does here, he could do the same thing with an ATM machine. If he could make a mare line up to his torsion field, then he could do the same thing with an ATM.
Yeah, they say to a hammer, everything's a nail. He's got to apply his horse ability to everything. Everything you look at, everything is a horse.
That's why we talk about, and that's why we always connect with Sheldon and Did Sense Itch, because we said more than anything, y'all do a lot better if you had less mind and more horse sense. You grunt, because Bob. Here's what's fun, Sheldon. Bob doesn't even know which end of the horse. He's. Ask him. He has no clue.
That's not true. That's a ridiculous.
Which end of the horse eats, Bob?
The mouth end.
Which end is that?
southwest, depending where you're standing on the beach.
So if the wind's blowing from the north, and the horse's mouth is towards the southeast, describe exactly which side eats.
Yeah, it's in relation to Malakini Island over there, you know.
So now the only way you know which end the horse eats is by Malakini Island.
Well, as I stay here, I can figure out where the horse eats.
Right.
Put me in another geography, I'm confused for a minute.
Now, do you see Sheldon here? Do you see? Because that's not even the conversation, but yet it's the point.
So am I switching realities when that happens, or what?
No, you're doing what you do.
Does that have to do with opening up his heart chakra?
Well, everyone so far that's taking RNA drops, if they haven't immediately transitioned, they've opened their heart chakra.
The one drop will do that.
Yeah, or you'll fall over dead.
So there are people that, now there's where you're not going to get the RNA drops unless you're in the appropriate fricassee, because we haven't heard anybody drop dead yet.
Well, everyone who's engaged it from a position, they'll probably replace death by lethal injection and start giving them RNA drops.
It's the new Ark of the Covenant. You're either a Levite or not.
You'll either ascend or you're out of here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
We got to tell Matthew, put that in there. We have one. What's
disclaimer. Death is imminent without your torsion field in the southeast end of Malakini Island. And be sure the drops are in the southwest corner of an unruly mayor. We'll put that in the Q&A of your RNA drops. That'll work. That'll give some questions.
That fact, you know. That's what you say, Q&A. We call it FAQ. Wow.
Oh, okay. Okay. Or you can put in there, absolutely under no circumstances, no refunds. Instant death or continue the treatment until further notice. That would work. We never had it. We have a 100% refund policy, but nobody's asked for a refund. And those that want a refund didn't make it.
I had lunch with Matthew and Sabrina Friday, and so far nobody's. I guess they do.
Yeah, so far they're all hanging on, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
You're getting a taste of our business meetings. We try to figure out what to put in the ads.
But now you got it. But see, you're on to something here, because you brought up torsion field. No other human has brought that up. Now, let's see. What does
maybe
it mean?
Chad. Maybe Chad.
Maybe
could
Chad.
Have, may have Chad.
I mean, in Revelations, I've dealt with torsion fields with Matrix Energetics.
No, but why did you say Revelation? You mean, what are you saying, Barbara?
She's saying another thing. We're saying this is...
No, Barbara, are you claiming you brought it up?
No. Torsion fields, I've played with that with Matrix Energetics, not in this group, but a different group.
Yeah. Okay, and what have you learned about it? Is what I am saying helping understand what you did in the other group?
Yes, like the vortex, and you open that up, and, I mean, you can make things happen. You can.
Well, that's the way it is. All creation is you making something happen.
Yeah, that's what everybody's doing all the time.
Yeah, and also it's what the ones that are creating all this pain and death and sorrow and joblessness and moneylessness and blah, 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 that they have to go lay at Wall Street to get somebody's attention. That's a torsion field as well.